Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
September 4th, 2019, 8 p.m. Eastern, you found your way back to the Patriot Power Hour. Myself, your first host, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran. Here, as always, with Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, doing well. Episode 68.
Episode 68. Pretty crazy. We've been grinding them out. We're coming up on the two-year anniversary in November, and that's only a couple months away. So we were even just talking before we went on air. We might have to accelerate and have more content as things get crazier, if they get crazier. We'll see. We'll see. But we are here. It's Wednesday. We're live, like every Wednesday. You know, what is really... There's so many little things going on right now, I suppose, but what's the true problem? What should the topic of the show be? Sorry to call you out on this, but we've talked a lot of economics in the last couple episodes, and I thought those were, especially trade war, the reversal of interest rates, you know, we've talked all ad nauseum about that. But, you know, what is the true focus right now? Or is there just so much going on that it's hard to focus and we just got to fight every direction?
We can't take your eyes off the debt. We got a former Fed chairman predicting 2 weeks after you have that we're going to negative interest rates in the United States sovereign bonds. So you were ahead of that one. You were ahead of the call on the bear market in crypto. And looks like we're heading that direction. It's dull news. It's just a drumbeat. It's new lows of minimal step downs in severity, but it's just gradually we get worse and worse news from the worldwide debt spiral that seemingly most countries, I was going to say Western countries, but it's really the whole world.
Right.
And that, I'm not sure that's going to be... You know,
it's not going away.
Yeah, but it's not going to be super exciting radio every week.
Exactly. And we only have one episode in the economic column right now on FutureDanger.com. So maybe we'll take a week off of economics. Where else should we focus? Is there even a place to focus? Again, should we just be – in a way we've talked about, and I don't want to plug, but maybe I will. We have a great archive of Patriot Power Hour from this summer, and almost every topic under the sun we've hit in detail, whether it's Hong Kong protests, whether it's different natural news issues having to do with cloning, with different volcanic activity, all different things. We've talked about it already. Lots of good archives out there, wink, wink. But right now, on September 4th, 2019, we're past Labor Day. We're officially into the grind of fall and winter when a lot of things happen financially and politically. What do we need to focus on?
Well,
maybe I'm just feeling a little OCD right now.
We have had a sickening number of mass shootings this summer. So you hear reports that the White House is considering some fairly draconian anti-Second Amendment policies, and we carry that, even though it's the president for the greatest part has lowered the temperature on the heat map for, you know, coming into office. So many indicators that were blinking on green, yellow, orange during the previous administration have never really come out. So that's one way to look at where we are in the news and the current affairs. It's less dangerous than it had been 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And for this particular week, it's a lull. It's a lull in early September is what we got. But we want to get into that in another segment on what the Trump administration's potentially thinking of doing in terms of federal gun buying laws.
Definitely, definitely. And as always, Future Danes, your news blitz coming up in the second segment here. How was your Labor Day weekend? I think right before we parted last week in person, but not on air, you kind of said, oh, my grandma said, what's Labor Day? Or it's kind of a little like this is a BS holiday.
Day for labor.
So what I did with it was labor for myself instead of the man.
Yeah.
Kind of that aside, how was your weekend? And what are you expecting kind of going into the fall here?
Well, I'm a little bit under the weather. I was down with a early fall, you know, 24-hour flu. That's what I did for Labor Day.
Well, hopefully you got it out of the way for the winter.
Yeah, I feel better now. That was a few days ago.
That's no good, man. Well, I was well rested and got a lot of stuff done, including a little bit of prepping.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Nothing too crazy, just kind of reorganizing, taking inventory of what I already have. I was super close to pulling the trigger, not literally by buying a new firearm, which I want to do, but they had a storable energy generator, not a diesel generator, but you could just charge it on your wall outlet. It's just a big battery. Or, of course, you can add a solar panel to it. And this had very high reviews on multiple sites. I checked it out. And it was within my price range. I did not do it. You think that's a total ripoff and would never be used in a real situation? Or do you think that's a good potential investment for like $500?
Well, let's jump into that in the second half, because what I'd say is I want to read the specs on the hardware.
Okay.
I want to read up about what piece of equipment you think it's able to do, what it advertises.
Okay.
And you know, not owning it myself, it would be conjecture, but I'd weigh in on how you'd apply something if it worked.
Definitely. All right, we'll look it up. I do believe it's made in China. One of those Amazon specials. That's why it's so cheap and high rated. Who knows? Maybe it's made in Japan or Korea. All right, well, we'll make sure during one of these breaks and we'll get you the specs.
Did it catch a tariff or will it?
Not yet. So maybe it's out of the box. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I didn't do it. What I did pull the trigger on was I did purchase a little bit of silver, a little physical silver. Mm-hmm. And silver is on a tear approaching $20 level, and just 2 months ago it was $15.
Yep.
So still definitely far off from its all-time high, but it's gone up a solid 5%+ last week we've been here. And it's trailing gold, which has also seen a big run up. And this has to do, again, with those interest rates, which we said we weren't going to talk about, but I always like it. But that's what I did during my I did some gardening, too.
Did you buy the crypto with silver with crypto?
Not this time, but I have done that.
Yeah.
In the past. This time.
Fiat.
I had some fiat quickly available to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, burn it now before I run out.
Yeah, there you go.
Like before I use it on something else.
Put it in something you believe in.
Exactly. So, is what it is there. So, no more holidays, though. But guess what? We're going to be here live for the next, I think, 3 Wednesdays. And then we're going to take a week off. Actually, I know the date. We're going to have a week off here, the end of the season 7, September 25th.
Yep.
We will be off. But that means September 18th. Be the season finale, but I guess I've got tonight and 2 more episodes straight. We'll be here and finish out season 7 with a bang. Season 8 will be going live that next day. I don't know. I think it's early October, probably the first Wednesday of October. So we'll keep you up to date on that, though. So, all right, music's going on. We will be back with Future Danger News Blitz. Stick with us. relentlessly pursuing news for the prepared. That's the mission of FutureDanger.com, an American news link heat map that allows users to achieve situational awareness across numerous indicators and topics, all with just one handy dashboard. This is Ben, the breaker of Bankster's Cochran, and hey, if you've listened to Patriot Power Hour, you know how useful FutureDanger.com has been for our show. Not only does Future Danger list, categorize, and rate dozens of articles each week, Future Danger also allows us to dive deep into the historical archives, empowering analysts and news hounds alike, heck, even some talk radio hosts, to discover trends, better prepare their families, and really just get ready for hardships to come. The Future Danger Dashboard and Patriot Power Hour, teaming up to bring the latest liberty, security, economic, and natural news to the people.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
What if you're not back by the time the engines have cooled?
Why do you keep moving?
What do you suppose he's gonna do?
Retaliate first.
This is your Future Danger News Blitz, September 4th, 2019. Column 1, continuing Epstein news. Hundreds of names in a sealed Epstein materials folder, or so was told a judge. We're looking for a big spill of powerful names. In Second Amendment news, InfoWars is carrying a report that Trump is considering a social credit score system to determine who can purchase weapons and therefore be armed. That's a very sensational InfoWars anti-Trump headline carried right at the top of Drudge all day long. All right, we got one of the Democrat presidential candidates calling for the elimination of magazines that can hold multiple bullets in them, quote unquote. Well, actually, former vice president, right? Okay, so outrageously anti-Second Amendment purported policies coming from the other side. We just record them as they come. They're green level news. These people don't have the power to do what they're saying. Nevertheless, if they ever had the power, it would be super dangerous. Column two. Another presidential candidate pledges to take away AR-15s and AK-47s. That would involve confiscating, which would be from people who wouldn't consent to that. Over Hong Kong, police firing live rounds, protesters, chaos. The streets of Hong Kong are semi-violent all summer, and we're still awaiting whether Beijing is going to bring a crackdown. Hezbollah TV airs footage of a missile attack on an Israeli army vehicle. We got a proxy war, Iran and Israel in Syria and throughout Iraq, and it just goes on and on, a low-intensity conflict. Reports that the Japanese could soon be flying stealth jets from helicopter destroyers, essentially reconstituting the Japanese Navy aircraft carriers. Column 4. Got 22 million pounds of plastics entering the Great Lakes each year. Freshwater befouled. And along the East Coast, Hurricane Dorian hammered the Bahamas in the recent days. Slowed down when it reached Florida. The cone now has it glancing off South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. We still have hurricane warnings in those locations. Checking the live wind map on Future Danger. It's an awesome website. Check out windy.com. We just posted the location. It comes out great on the Future Danger app, too. And it updates. It updates to wherever you are and shows where Dorian's eye is. Eyewall right now looks like it's about 200 miles southeast of Savannah, Georgia. Lots of flooding. Well, perhaps one casualty in the United States reported thus far. All right. There have been G2 moderate geomagnetic storms in effect, watches in effect recent days. It's very low-level solar, severe space war, weather-type warning. Just keep an eye on it. And then it all comes back to economics. Manufacturing contracts for the first time in 3 years, and the trade war with China ripples through all aspects, including debt. So bring it full circle, Mr. Cochran. Which one do we want to deep dive into? Do we want to deep dive into an indicator and check out recent events for it, or we just want to get into one of these recent news articles, analyze it?
Well, I wanted to give you credit, first off, because last episode I was talking about Dorian and it being potentially being an orange, red, or even a black indicator, and you're like, no, it hasn't hit yet. I'm keeping that green. Obviously, if you're in Bahamas, it's red, or black, red alert, SHTF, but Future Danger is mostly focused on America, number one.
Exclusively. It's for the dangers that face America.
That, exactly. And, obviously if it had hit very, very hard in Florida, it looked like it was going to cut right through it or just fully maul the whole east coast of Florida.
Turned up.
You would
turned
obviously,
up
right, you would have had that as orange, red, or whatever necessary, but commend you for keeping a level head. Everyone, the entire media cycle of this week was just ups and downs, craziness about this. So, good stuff there. In terms of, I have a lot actually to comment on this. I didn't know you used presidential candidate. It was Biden, so let's be precise. I will be, for the record.
And then another presidential candidate pledges to take away AR-15s and AK-47s.
Right. So Biden.
It's not the same one.
Different ones. Okay. So
but does it matter? That's the whole point.
Maybe.
I don't name people on Future Danger because it's not about personalities, because it enters so many minds into a primitive state of ad hominem attacks.
Point.
What you got to focus on is historical magnitude. Presidential candidate did this. The president did this. A senator said this.
Right. And trust me, if you click, you'll find out who it is.
So it implies this is the power this person has or aspires to, and they're saying this or they're doing this. That's where dangerous actions start to occur in your relationship, man's relationship with his state.
Oh, that makes sense. And for the historical record as well.
Yeah, but that was Beto and Biden, if you must know.
Beto was the takeaway AR-15s, AKs, and Biden was the hold multiple bullets in them.
Yeah.
Because what I do want to know for the record, but I click on these, I already knew this thanks to your explanation off air. I want to know if it was just one of the rank number 10 candidate or the rank number 1 or 2 candidate. That matters to some degree.
I thought Biden was leading a lot of polls.
Yeah, so the fact that I thought it was like Beto and
another
random one that said that.
Little or nothing, right?
The fact that it was Biden that said the hold multiple bullets in them, he's obviously kind of losing it mentally, but maybe he actually means that, which is that's obviously like way, way worse than you can imagine. But I thought no one was coming to take our guns, of course. I think that might, I don't know. You have those as green. You think those
he's
are
campaigning
green?
From a complete shivigate position. Like, he it doesn't seem he cares a lot about what's coming out of his mouth. But if he acquires votes after saying such things, that's dangerous.
Right. No, exactly. I don't think he will. He may not lose them, which is concerning enough.
But if
may
he's
not
nominated for his party?
Exactly. Well, Trump will probably steamroll them if they actually do that, so that'd be stupid, in my opinion. Go into the fourth column, freshwater befouled. This is tied for the highest ranked in terms of severity, 22 million pounds of plastics. I actually came across, I think it was off Future Danger, but it was a few weeks ago, maybe more than a month even, where the WHO, World Health Organization, said that the plastics in your food and water are actually not bad for your health. But that's only because they don't have enough data to do a proper study.
Yeah.
So, the top line that they try to, people try to put out there is, oh, the plastics are fine. Don't worry about it. I don't know. That doesn't look fine to me. Some of the pictures you're showing here on the screen.
The truth is, no one knows to the extent of which all the various levels and how small the pieces get and what long-term the effect they have. All right, we manipulated product from the earth to create these materials. When we put it back into the earth, does the earth have a way eventually of yeah. mitigating them, or are they really like what we all recognize as, you know, a long-term hazard, like right. nuclear waste? I don't think it's like leaving nuclear waste spread around, but the plastics will adjust habitats of wildlife permanently, I'm yeah. sure.
And, for 100 years or 500, it doesn't have to be 10,000 to fuck to mess things up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And no thought was ever put into all the plastics that were manufactured from the 50s to the 2000s. It was like 60 years of making plastic that no one even cared to look at.
A little side tangent. Everyone talks about China is rising. They are just totally destroying their ecosystem, which is I don't want them to do, just because I, you know, love nature and humankind. Don't want them to pollute and destroy Mother Earth. But they are just, you think this is bad? Imagine what they are doing. Because all the industry has been shipped to them, and they have no EPA or other efforts. Not that the EPA is good, but you know what I mean. Even reasonable attempts to mitigate pollution damage. They don't have it. So just because we are lowering our carbon emissions here in the West doesn't mean anything if India, China, Vietnam, Indonesia don't pick up, you know, don't fall in suit. And obviously they don't.
Yeah, and this all leads to more and more. Some would view it as centrifugal force pulling the world towards a globalist government order, because they talk at the elite academic levels about things like the global commons, and what is part of the global commons would be the atmosphere, the oceans, and obviously they would consider massive expanses of wildlife and parks like in Africa or, you know, Yosemite to be global commons, not just a nation's, right? And we are, you know, the West has already intervened heavily in Africa's habitat protection, because if left without that protection, a lot of it would have been razed to the ground by now. But the oceans are certainly a mess, and the push to get people on board with some kind of governmental organization that tries to govern and rule these things probably will end in the same fate that all these organizations end up, is that they're unworkable, like the United Nations. But people are going to be really seeking an answer.
Yeah, so this is one of the more important long-term, like very long-term topics I'm going to be following my entire life, I suppose. But, you know, even if I, you know, lock on wood, hopefully live 50 more years, we're still going to be dealing with environmental contamination, what to do about all the damage that's already been done, let alone preventing new damage. So that, and just kind of overall technology, will be, you know, threads forevermore. We're coming up on break. Do want you to stay tuned. We got some talk about preps. We got some talk, a little more to talk about some Bitcoin and silver. I'm going to sneak that in. I got a couple questions for future Dan.
Tell us about your prep.
He's not ready for. Prep related and not prep related. So this will be fun. Look forward to this. And I think that's about it. Future Dan will be right back.
Check out a piece of gear too.
Yeah, that, I got it all ready to come on the second half Patriot Power Hour. We'll be back. Check out our sponsors. Stick with us.
And they threw their bodies into the waters. But in their rage, The gods forgot the secret of steel and left it on the battlefield. And we who found it are just men. Not gods, not giants. Just men. And the secret of steel has always carried with it a mystery. You must learn it, little Conan. You must learn its discipline. For no one, no one in this world can you trust. Not men, not women, not beasts. This you can trust.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
We're back, Patriot Power Hour, second half of episode 68, September 4th, 2019. We've already run through the news blitz. Of course, if you want to follow along, FutureDanger.com. Go check out the details of those articles we went through. But we got a few, well, actually, first off, there are a couple more that we didn't get to before the last break. That I really wanted to talk about.
Yeah, go for it.
Let me get restructured here. So, Hong Kong, we've seen, first off, a major escalation where Hong Kong police fire live rounds. We've also seen more kind of beatings, a much bigger show of force, especially at the airport with massive amounts of riot police, blah, blah, blah. But today, like breaking news in the last couple hours on September 4th, they've actually pulled the extradition bill, meaning they've acquiesced to the protesters' demand.
That was the last demand that kept them on the streets.
That is my understanding.
Yeah,
we'll see
that's mine too.
Well, that's my understanding. The question is this legitimate? Is this a ploy to buy some time and take out the leadership of these protesters over a few month period with the, you know, entire Chinese cyber spy grid behind them to find out who's really making the difference out there, take them out? I guess we'll find out. But, you know, do you think this is the last we've seen of Hong Kong, or do you think it's just going to be quiet for a little bit?
I think a lot of damage was done down there. You know what you just made me think of is, you know, after months, the leader of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, she withdrew the bill, which was the original spark of the protest. But now that we've had them, that surveillance state that you've talked about, China has basically created its own, you know, inner insurgency, at least ideological insurgency in Hong Kong. And it has also acquired probably several thousand, if not tens of thousands of people that it can now refine its surveillance tracking on, and just the manipulation of the individual within that communist state with their social credit system.
Yeah.
I think that's long-term damage.
In both ways, like to everybody involved.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, something changed here. It didn't turn into Tiananmen. Not that we wanted them to run them over with tanks.
It hasn't yet, but it's still not quite done.
Exactly. So I'm not putting the odds on it. We're not trying to handicap this here. But let's just say I'm less than optimistic or less than certain that this is the end of the whole situation. And we don't have much, you know, look, we're not plugged into the true apparatus of the intelligence agencies. So we don't know for sure here at Patriot Power Hour and Future Danger, but there has been rumors that the U.S. and Western forces were helping to, escalate these protests. If not, you know, there's some real concerns and real issues going on there, but they were able to kind of hype them up. Do you believe that?
I'm sure there's a ton of espionage from all nation states was swirling through out there. Every single country in the world that has trade relations with China could potentially be seeking to establish contacts with any individuals within the movement. And the more they tried, I'm sure the easier it was for China to intercept it. You know, how controllable was it in the end?
That's a good question.
I bet you it wasn't very.
It seemed like it was actually teetering and out of control.
I bet you a lot of them tried. France, it was Germany, England, all of them. There's Israel, India, all of them, Russia for sure. Everybody's in there trying to, you know, put people on the ground and stay in contact, send people through constantly as business, you know, posed as business travelers, because that kept going on, and try to make contacts in the event that this movement becomes an asset against the regime in Beijing.
And again, conjecture, but perhaps they got to a level where they really were out of control. And, you know, Beijing said, look, we got to pull out for now.
This looks spontaneous to me, though.
No, exactly. No, like in the last 24 hours, they said things are getting really out of control. We got to calm us down. So we got to, you know, kind of appease them for now.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened, right? Does that make sense?
I mean, if that's all it takes to get them to back down.
Right.
Now we'll see
how, and you know, they're not permanently backing down.
We'll see how many people they disappear and how everybody else handles that news.
Right. And if they got some guts, some 1776 in their blood, which I hope they do, they will not take it lying down. Well, we'll find out. I think I had another article too I want to go cover. Which one was it? Not Dorian. Not Epstein. Talked enough about that. I want to hear about that. This is kind of funny, but very interesting. I want to just get your take on this indicator in general. Japanese conventionally rearm. You're talking about the stealth jets flying from Japanese helicopter destroyer. I haven't read that yet. I assume it's F-35. It is.
Yeah.
Kind of jump jet variant or whatever.
So what is your question?
Japanese aircraft carriers are back. What inspired you to have a Japanese conventionally rearm indicator? And let's dive into that.
All right, so the parallel at the end of World War II would be the Germans conventionally rearm, right?
Yep.
Which they did. In fact, we rearmed them as fast as we could because we needed them to be part of the forces that could withstand Soviets.
Yeah.
Acquiring
the
all your
of Soviet.
Right. The Japanese were not afforded that.
Okay.
Right. They were basically a self-defense force for decades, very pacifist country, and basically eschewed any role in the world, completely under our umbrella, conventional and nuclear, and weren't contributing. Right. And we want it that way. And here's the reason. It's pretty obvious at this day and age that the French and the Germans and the Poles and some of the countries that were battered in World War II and enemies of each other, Austria against, you know, the Eastern states that were, you know, with the Soviets, the rivalries of World War II have been mollified by the years. That's fair to say. Have they been abrogated? No. Could they ever rise again? I can't say. But the idea of France and Germany going to war and their populaces being fully in favor of that again is not a serious
right.
thing in 2019. However, the Japanese and the Chinese, the Koreans and the Japanese, the Taiwanese and the Japanese, the Vietnamese and the Japanese, they all remember Japan, Imperial Japan, and they really don't like them. Okay? If we had to fight China, keeping South Korea and Japan on the same side of the fight might not necessarily be an easy thing to do. Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
And can Japan practice warfare as Western states have since World War II? Can they fight it in what an objective I would have to say fairly restrained manner? We didn't go all out in Vietnam. We didn't go all out in the Middle East wars. Frankly, we didn't go all out in Afghanistan. All-out warfare as practiced when we put down the South, the German Empire in World War I, and then the Japanese and Nazi regimes. We haven't done that since. Japanese, can they practice it in limited warfare way? And would China not seek an opportunity to really pummel them if given the chance?
Yeah, oh, definitely. No, you're absolutely right. And I went to Korea in May 2018. My friend, Chinese, and married a Korean woman. She's pretty cute, actually. So I don't know how he got her. Whatever. Maybe because he got her, he's going to make her a citizen. So I guess American citizenship is still thumbs up. Long story short, though, they were there, and I talked to a couple of them about
the Japanese.
Yeah. Oh, and they were not fans at all. I went to actually the Korean War Museum, which wasn't just the Korean War, but it went all the way back to historical times, like, you know, B.C.,
yeah,
and all the way up, and they had so many naval battles and back and forth. Korea kicked the crap out of Japan a few times and vice versa. Obviously, the World War II, Japan takes over, and they have Rape of Nanjing in China and pretty much equivalent in Korea. And, yeah, you're right. They didn't forget that. Like you said, they probably got the longest memory, even more than the Russians against the Germans.
Korea and Poland basically served the same purpose in World War II on opposite sides of the planet, and they suffered heavily.
Right.
So the indicator Japanese conventionally rearmed. There is no other indicator like that. There are a few where the Saudis acquire nuclear missiles, they nuclearize. Japan nuclearizes is obviously a step above conventionally rearming. But if certain geopolitical players like Japan, Saudi Arabia acquire certain systems, it could be very destabilizing.
Yeah, no. Last time we wanted is them to get confident and cocky enough that they're going to go do strikes on their own, right?
Or get attacked because others fear them.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. It is extra destabilizing. You know, I've kind of been into this stuff since I was a kid. I remember specifically doing a nuclear non-proliferation kind of report in middle school.
Yeah.
And I think this was before Pakistan and India even detonated one. And they were talking about how they were going to get one. And so in my lifetime, definitely, anyone alive has seen this progression, especially the older you are, more and more countries adding to the list. And it's not just that. Think about all the different cyber attacks and also biological, chemical. And, you know, as these kind of secondary states get stronger and stronger, think Turkey, think Israel, think Saudi Arabia, he puts them out, and others in the Far East as well. Like you said, that's stabilizing because they may, by a lot of reasons why.
Yeah. Well, nuclear war fighting was pretty stabilized early on in the 50s between the U.S. and Soviet Union, like the tenets of how you attack and defend with nuclear arsenals, that you don't stand there vulnerable to a sucker punch. And we arrived at mutually assured destruction, right? Non-proliferation to the third, the rest of the world was a lofty goal. And we held it for many decades.
Right. It has
crumbled. And I'm pretty sure India has been a nuclear armed country your entire life. Okay. Pakistan certainly acquired it.
Have any developed it since 94? I guess North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea and I think Pakistan.
Okay, so maybe
actually demonstrated it.
That makes more sense, yeah. So, anyway, dangerous stuff. I'm not necessarily even worried about the nukes per se, but just, stealth aircraft. You know, someone's get cocky enough, we can pull off stealth attack. We got stealth aircraft. Turns into an international incident. This, that, and the other thing. The more folks with guns, the more they get itchy trigger fingers, and the more command structure would break down, I suppose, right?
Yeah, but it's also a truism right now that nuclear armed states don't fight.
That's a good thing, I guess. You're right. It's been a long time since World War II, knock on wood. I want to keep it that way, even if we've had some, big conflicts since then. Definitely nothing at that level, thank God. All right, folks, going into break. Fourth segment coming up. Stick with us.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Atlas! 3 weeks from now, I will be harvesting my crops. Imagine where you will be. And it will be so. Hold the line. Stay with me. If you find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face, do not be troubled. For you are in Elysium, and you're already dead. Brothers, What we do in life echoes in eternity.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Patriot Power Hour back live in your face. We are real Americans here at the PPH, episode 68 coming. Oh, technical glitch there. My fault, Future Dan, but we aren't going to go. I muted us by accident. That's what happens here sometimes, but I want to get straight to.
We got three things to cover.
Okay.
First one. Bitcoin up $1,100 one week ago today. You did some preps we want to hear about, and you're recommending to us the Jackery. What is this thing called? Jackery portable solar generator.
All right. There you go. You got me back on track.
Yes.
So
those three things.
Quickly, Bitcoin. Heck, go back 2 months ago, and we did a show. We talked about it for 20 minutes. It's a great archive to check out. But if you don't want to go back, long story short, Bitcoin had a huge run up and we covered it week by week. But I also said, be cautious. It may get stuck here or even have a reversal. We've seen a high of 13,000, but it backed down to about 9,000. That's a pretty big percentage drop. I was a buyer towards the bottom, and we're seeing, as you just said, a spike of 10 plus percent. If you have a 10% increase in the stock market in 1 week, that's unbelievable. People are freaking out. So it's a huge increase. Of course, if you have a 30% reduction in a week, people are also freaking out. Bitcoin is very volatile. Be careful. But we are seeing that bounce back up. They've been trying to hammer it below whoever they are. But it's resilient at the 10,000 plus level. So we're seeing that go up. We're seeing silver and gold, as we discussed a little earlier.
Awesome. Yeah. I think it's 2,000 off its summer highs, but it's not dead like it had been.
Absolutely
a
not.
Year ago.
Absolutely not. It's up almost double year to date, possibly even more. Let's check that out of the box. As we gave a little preview to earlier in the show, first segment, I want to go on to Amazon. Bezos' favorite website has good deals, and I like the reviews in particular. I usually find things here and go somewhere else to buy them, so I don't have to use Amazon. But I just so happened to stumble across this, where is it? Portable Power Station Explorer, the Jackery.
Jackery.
Jackery Portable Power Station Explorer 240. This is kind of their medium version. They have a small, medium, and large equivalent. This one's $250, maybe more than you need. But this looks pretty legit. It has great reviews. 544 customer reviews, 4.8 star. I've almost never seen anything on Amazon like this. I almost bit on this, but I did not. Two ways to look at this. First off, it's just a big-ass battery. You can charge it up from your wall.
It's not that
big. No, it's not super heavy, not super big.
It's 6.5 pounds and 5 inches by 8 inches wide. It's not big.
That's actually really small.
It's going to be a small little handheld thing, and it's going to be heavy for its size.
Right.
But it's an interesting piece to get kit, but, of course, where is it produced?
As well. I haven't even looked there. I'll almost do some investigating. We can assume in China somewhere else. But we have two USB outputs. You can just plug regular plugs, of course. Car charger plug. I'm not doing a plug for this, literally, but there's the plugs. But what I think is super interesting, and this is my kind of my question, or I wanted to see what you thought about this. If I got this, it's cool to have, useful, but I would want it for real prep purposes, like really, if the power's out, I want this to last more than 6 hours or a day or two, right? Solar panels come with it. Don't come with it, but you can purchase them.
Yeah, accessories.
And they, you know, is that worthwhile? This also has great reviews. I know you're not an expert on this stuff, but what do you think?
Well, I have opinions, right? And I buy stuff that's made abroad, and I know where the breaking points. I've noticed over the years where the breaking points are. So, you know, the fabrics, the zippers, the plastics, the where it folds, where it gets handled heavily, how durable is it? This thing's supposed to be in, you know, for hunting, fishing, camping, travel. But of course, we're talking about it on Patriot Power Hour in the event that you're for preps for
right.
You know,
power's down for 2+ weeks,
right.
Maybe month.
Right. So in in a without rule of law environment, with an excessive rule of law environment, with a prolonged national catastrophe, if you had these devices and you had to secure retreat locations, if you're in if bugged out and you're in a retreat location, what I would say this thing could be perfect for, if it has the durability and can last, you know, throughout the duration of the crisis
okay. Where
you're trying to survive. You put your generator at the center of your location where you're concealing your presence and trying to survive, dig it down into a proper pit. So as long as it's ventilated, but mask that noise. Then you put as long as you have the connector cables to charge one of these jackeries, off you go with a little pack. You know, this would go into a backpack real good. Take two of them, go on missions, go places. And now electronics work. You have lighting. You have
right.
The capability to keep running modern appliances, all assuming that this, you know, wasn't produced from an EMP environment, because this thing would be toast.
Right, that's a good point. Unless you have a Faraday cage
around
it. Unless
you built a Faraday cage, yeah.
If you're going to spend this much money, that's what you might as well.
Yeah,
it's way cheaper to build a Faraday cage. Good point. You're right with how small that thing.
I went to a prepper convention where a guy taught the class on how to build a Faraday cage. He said, now, caveat ahead of my class, this has never been attempted. It's never been validated in the real world because, well, you'd have to have nuclear weapons going off to know. But he made it out of a 50-gallon drum, okay. Showed us how to insulate it, showed us how to pack it, and he said, you know, he pulled the lid off, and this, in principle, would have protected your electronics. So, again, you could take one of these jackeries, four of them perhaps, if you had a retreat group that was, you know, a dozen or so people, and you know, keep that generator quiet, but away from your perimeter at least.
Well, I think this is absolutely cool. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe this is silent. I think it's just a big ass lithium battery.
This is just a battery. That's what I'm saying. Transfer from the generator, burn it for periods of time when you know it's safer.
Okay.
Perhaps not at night.
Right.
And then
use this as the portable quiet version.
Work off of these.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, work off of these.
I understand.
Instead of having them orange, you might want to like paint them green.
No, that's another thing. I was like, can you change the orange part? It's like supposed to be an emergency, but like
spray paint it black.
Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way.
Interesting piece of kit, but again, if it's built in China, I'm almost convinced that that regime's engineers have mastered the art of degrading consumer products over time to, you know, kind of promote a consistent engineered cash stream, because your products give up so early, so fast. It's called a conspiracy theory, but it has seemed to me to have been a part of the exports from Asia since throughout my lifetime.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. I mean,
Japanese products,
these reviews on Amazon, first off, they could be all robots from China. But also, I don't believe that necessarily. But just the fact that you got to worry about – oh, geez, I got confused because I was looking for this warranty to see if it was made in China. But, okay, these reviews are not 5-10 years old. It might all fall off a cliff at year three is what you're saying. And these folks that give it a 5-star don't realize –
oh, it probably works great at the beginning.
Exactly.
When you run out of time to return it.
Exactly. Exactly. I think there's a 1-year warranty I saw. Like you said, that's what they're really experts at engineering these days. But America, too. It's not just China.
Did it specify how long it'll take for that full solar panel to recharge it to 100%?
No. I think I know how to do the math, but I don't want to give it a go too much. I mean, my guess is... All right, let's just look at this one. People that are listening, hopefully...
But by the way, $250.
$250. 240 watt hours. So my understanding is you could run... 60 watt appliance or light, you could do that for what, 4 hours, and that's, you know, 60 times 4, 240, whatever. But it has 110 volt AC outlet, essentially what you use for any type of normal appliance.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean it's gonna last forever, but you could run it for half an hour, and if you just charging a very small USB flashlight or some sort of device, you know, it will have minimal draw. But I really, if I was going to get this, I'd definitely get the solar panels. You'd have to. I don't know. Maybe that's a ripoff.
But the question is, once you get the solar panels all laid up and it's a bright, sunny day,
yeah,
how long does it take you to get back to 200, would you say, 640?
So that's the question. Hours? I don't know if this is true. So
240.
I don't want to BS the PPH listeners, but I believe this one has 240 watt hours. I don't know if it works exactly, but I saw that the solar panel was a 60 watt solar panel. So maybe my math, I did.
There's the math. We found it, folks. It's 240 watt hours times 0.85 divided by operating power of your device.
Okay.
So that's how long it'll work.
So there's actually a modifier of 0.85.
Yeah, it's not 100% like you estimated. It's actually 85.
Okay.
There's some loss. I would imagine a lithium battery over time is not performing at its peak.
True.
After months of service.
It's like your cell phone and computer, your batteries go to junk.
Sure. So you take your risk with this. It won't last forever.
Absolutely.
Heavy
not.
Usage, I guarantee you, will probably limit it. But in the right employment scenario,
okay,
assuming the product works, I could see this being a very, you know, helpful prep. What else did you prep this weekend, the Labor Day weekend?
Sure. So I did, instead of buying this, I went ahead and got 24 AAA batteries just to replenish my supply. I always keep 50 or so AAs plus another 50 or so AAAs just for random flashlights and things. But I re-upped on the AAs because I was running a little low for some headlamps I have. But I said, you know what? I'm going to get some rechargeable. Just a few, just like the rechargeable set and 6 AAAs and 6 AAs. That's so I don't have to use the disposable ones, and I can use those, you know, for emergencies or 3, 4, or 5 years down the road. Sure. Did a little of that, reorganized and took full inventory and built a beautiful spreadsheet about some storable food and some other knickknacks, you know, whether it's hatchet or a little saw I have to just medical supplies. And I got a big shopping list that I need to hit on that. But
it's nothing like bringing all your gear out, laying it out, taking a look, making a recording of what you know you have and what
right.
you don't. Making a list, paper, writing it down is for some people, I tend to find it more useful just memorize what you got and look at it often enough that you'll notice when
right.
something's not there. And you know, do it at this time of year, entering into the fall before, you know, the weather turns.
Exactly.
You don't want to be messing with it because
right.
some of it has to be done outside. It's a great time to do
it. I kind of packed things up that I knew it was long-term storage, put it away for the winter or whatever.
A lot of guys are doing
it. I do it about once a
year.
Okay, fair enough. I think maybe it's natural in the human order to take account of your acorns before
winter comes.
Winter's
coming.
Winter is coming. Yeah, that's about it. You know, nothing too crazy, but I did that about once a year, maybe every 18 months.
Yeah,
so
we're in a real time
dive.
Of transition right now. We're moving into 2020 with the presidential election. It's going to heat it up like crazy. As we talked week after week after week during this episode 7, summer edition of 2019, season 7, bad economic news seems to be just floating in front of us constantly. It's the mainstream media. Now, wishes it upon Trump. So, it's not the same dynamic as it had been in 2015, where really the preparedness community was looking at how bad it was coming. It's like everybody's talking about it now.
I know. It's almost past. Jump the shark. All right, folks. We're getting out of here. We will be live again next week, 9/11, 8 p.m. Eastern, episode 69. Thanks for sticking with us, as always. Send some comments. Oh, by the way, I will be live on Sean Crone's show. I've made that plug before.
Awakening Liberty.
Follow me on social media. I'll post that link. I will also upload the archive on Patriot Broadcasting Network. So if you subscribe to the podcast here at the station, you'll get it
awesome.
In your feed very soon. Probably before this time next week, certainly. We'll see you next Wednesday. Signing off.
East Coast. Down here is Mexico. First wave of the attack came in disguised as commercial charter flights, same way they did in Afghanistan in 80. Only they were crack airborne outfits. They took these passes in the Rockies.
So that's what hit Calumet?
I guess so. They coordinated with selective nuke strikes, and the missiles were a hell of a lot more accurate than we thought. They took out the silos here in the Dakotas, key points of communication.
Like what?
Oh, like Omaha, Washington, Kansas City.
Gone?
Yeah, that's right. Bill traders came up illegal from Mexico, Cubans mostly. They managed to infiltrate SAC bases in the Midwest, several down in Texas, and wreaked a hell of a lot of havoc, I'm here to tell you. They opened up the door down here, and the whole Cuban and Nicaraguan armies come walking right through, roll right up here through the Great Plains.
How far did they get?
Cheyenne, across to Kansas. We held them at the Rockies and at the Mississippi. Anyway, the Russians reinforced with 60 divisions, sent three whole army groups across the Bering Strait into Alaska, cut the pipeline, came across Canada to link up here in the middle, but we stopped the butt cold.